This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I will begin today by reciting a string of numbers, something they tell you never to do in radio and podcasting school, but I got a point I need to get across to you. So here we go. 3, 8.7, 6.4, and 4.8. Those are, in order, the most recent year-over-year readings on inflation at the consumer level for the United States, the UK, Germany, and India. Point being, the United States is doing a lot better job fighting inflation than much of the rest of the world. And I mention that so that I can set up this. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explaining what it might mean for consumers and the global economy.
After nearly 2 years when the inflation news was mostly bad and consumer confidence tanked, the mood in America has turned more positive, says Mallory Newell at public opinion firm Ipsos.
The U.S. is a brighter spot in terms of consumer confidence than some European countries.
In the U.K., inflation still nearly triple the rate in the U.S.
You have higher inflation numbers there than even the rest of Western Europe, and sky-high food prices.
Some of the difference is timing. Inflation hit the U.S. in 2021 as consumers went on a pandemic spending spree. Europe was hit hard in 2022, says Simon McAdam at Capital Economics.
In Europe, a far bigger increase in energy prices after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. I mean, natural gas prices in the U.S. I think maybe doubled or trebled. In Europe, they sort of rose like tenfold.
Inflation in the Eurozone is coming down, just slower and later than in the U.S. And China has experienced virtually no inflation to begin with, as its economy has been insulated from pandemic-era energy and supply chain shocks. All in all, Adam Posen at the Peterson Institute for International Economics says we're near the end of this global economy grapples with inflation story.
I think it's going to be largely gone for the U.S., Western Europe, Canada, as well as never having appeared in China. So for a big share of the world economy, it's going to go away.
He says, give it 6 months and you probably won't be hearing me talk about inflation every few days on the air anymore. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.